boys and having Krishna remanifest them. For 1 year, they went back to Vrindavan, and there the residents of Vrindavan enjoyed unprecedented happiness serving their children and the cows, taking care of their calves, because actually they were all direct manifestations of Krishna. And Krishna was fulfilling their desire that they could personally serve him. And when Brahma found out that he had been defeated, by the mystical power of Krishna, and he saw that actually his attempt to steal away the boys and the calves from Krishna had been completely foiled, he went to offer prayers at Krishna's lotus feet. And those beautiful prayers in the 14th chapter of the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which give the essence of the Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy. And it's mentioned in the Nectar of Devotion that Krishna was so grave when he heard the prayers of Brahma, he didn't say anything. Actually, in other Vaishnava scriptures, it's revealed Krishna's mind was elsewhere. He was already thinking about his friends in Vrindavan. So although he appeared to be listening to Brahma, he was slightly absent-minded in the sense that he was absorbed in love for his other friends. But in any case, Brahma couldn't tell what he was thinking. And afterwards, realizing his folly, he was contemplating how to make up for his offense. And he realized through inspiration that the only person that could help him would be Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who would be appearing in the Kali Yuga. So he was praying to have the darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he came to this Antardweep. And in his beseeching of Krishna, Krishna appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu before him. And he revealed his heart to him. Actually, Brahma told him that it's because of my Ishvara Bhav, my feeling of being a great controller, that I've made this offense to you. So please take it away. This is the impetus of those who are on the path of pure devotional service. There may be desires within the heart. Most likely there are after a sojourn in the material world and association with various kinds of people and modes of nature through many lifetimes. There's an accumulation of unwanted things within the heart. Great unwanted baggage. It's a good meditation while chanting japa to wrap all those things up in one big bag and offer them to Krishna and say, please take them all away. And let me just be absorbed in pure devotional service. And that was much the mood of Lord Brahma, that I'm affected by my position. Please take away my position. Please put me in a situation where I can be utterly humble and actually even disrespected, so that I'll feel that intense humility that Queen Kunti describes. Janmaishraya shruta shibir idamana madha puman naivarhat yabidatum vai tvama kinshana gocharam. She says that the feelings of opulence that I have, God-given opulence, it's given to me by Krishna, but then I think, oh, this is me. I'm so expert, I'm so smart, I'm so beautiful, and so on. And these things become an intoxication, just like taking a substance that alters the mind and makes you giddy or think that you're in a heavenly situation when actually you're lying in the gutter. And that's the nature of intoxication. It's illusory and it's temporary, and you come skidding to a halt with bumps and bruises and broken bones afterwards. And Brahma realized that I don't want any of this. Please take it away. Put me in an inferior situation. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that you'll take birth in my pastimes in Kali Yuga. Although you're the great Brahma, you have your wish fulfilled. You'll be born in a family of a Yavana, outside the Vedic system, not respected by anyone. And you'll have your utter humility that you're looking for, and you'll become the Namacharya, Haridas Thakur. So we call Brahma Haridas. Brahma Haridas ki! Yes. And then Lord Chaitanya revealed to him, to Brahma, that I'm appearing in the Kali Yuga actually to fulfill one of my desires to experience the love that my devotees have for me. Because I'm the object of love of the devotees, I can't experience that until I take their position. And so Krishna, as the supreme enjoyer, takes the position of his devotee and comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with the mood of Srimati Radharani. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahyanya Ramananda Roy directly saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the combination of Radha and Krishna. So this place is the birthplace where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually appeared in the 500 years ago, 1486. He appeared in this place. But it wasn't known recently. Within the last couple of hundred years, until Bhaktivinoda Thakur came and revealed that this was the actual birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. These kinds of things aren't knowable unless one has a deep devotional heart. In fact, others were claiming that the birthplace was across the river because there was a profit motive. It's actually big money to set up a holy place and put out a hundi, because lots and lots of pilgrims come by and put rupees in. And this was the motive of some who had established that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace was on the other side of the river. Bhaktivinoda Thakur had his doubts. He actually, Bhaktivinoda, wanted to come here for a long time. He was a very highly respected magistrate in the government system. And he had multiple times put in for transfers to come to this area, but they were refused over and over again. So finally he said, I quit. If I can't come to Mayapur, then I resign. And they didn't accept his resignation. They couldn't, because he was so expert in his job. He solved twice the cases of everybody else, and they weren't reversed afterwards. They didn't go to appeal. He was so expert, and he was so well-liked everywhere. So they gave him a transfer, finally, to Krishnanagar, which is 25 miles away from this place. And great ecstasy, Bhaktivinoda began researching where is the actual birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and through various kinds of evidence. One of them was direct evidence, because from his vantage point across the river, where we'll go in a few days, Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki, we'll be able to see from his balcony what he could see across the river. And in the morning time, although there was nothing here, this was just a field. These were fields undeveloped on this side. In fact, even when we began coming here in the early 70s, and ISKCON was established as the world headquarters, there was just one grass hut for the world headquarters of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his spiritual vision, could see every morning a cloud of dust coming from Nisringapalli all the way to this place. And he was amazed at this, but then through revelation he could understand it was Lord Nrisimhadev coming for darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at his birthplace for Mangalartik every day. And he also saw a vision of a light, of lights, of sort of a mansion here. And he did his research very carefully through maps and other historical records and began to understand that actually the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu couldn't be on that side of the river. It had to be here in Antardweep. And he traced it out and found this place. Here there was a mound which was covered with tulsis. And as he zeroed in, he found that this is most likely the place he was 99% sure. And then when he brought his spiritual master, Jagannath Das Babaji, who was an invalid, who was being carried in a basket, that time. He was over 100 years old. And he was the preeminent Vaishnava of the time. So when he brought Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj to this place, the Babaji, although an invalid, began to dance and jump high in the air in ecstasy. That confirmed this is the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is the way of confirming anything, although moving in this world is certainly difficult because it's hard to tell which way to go. Even those with the best intentions have a difficult time to see their way without taking help from Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. And to discern what is the proper path, who is the Supreme Personality of God, and so forth, we require all resources to triangulate and to find out the exact Siddhanta. And so this is the prerogative of the great acharyas to establish the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his birthplace and his teachings all over the world for the benefit of everyone. So that those who are wandering in the material world, morose for lack of a goal. This is Prabhupada says in the Bhagavad Gita, that everyone who doesn't have a goal in life simply becomes morose because they don't know which way they're going. And if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. So the yoga pit, this is the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, stands as the point of meditation for the devotees. Janma karma chame divyam evam yo veti tatvata takva deham puna janma naiti mam iti sorjuna. That's Krishna's birth and his activities are divine, and we have to have a place to put our mind. Otherwise, we could meditate on Graceland, which is the birthplace of Elvis Presley, and a lot of people do. They go to Graceland by the millions, don't they? Yeah. And it's the tendency of the living soul to want to meditate on someone, want to glorify someone. So this yoga pit is the place where the Lord appears so that we can substantially fix our minds on him. He has a form. He has a place where he appears. He picks certain parents, mother and father and so forth. And this temple then was established by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in 1819 with the help of Sakhi Charan Babaji, whose shrine you'll see at the front. When we first walked in, you'll see on your left-hand side there's one shrine, and that's Sakhi Charan Das Babaji, who gave most of the money to actually build the temple here. And on the other side, we visited the shrine of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who finally did resign his position in the government, and he went around and door-to-door and collected money to build this establishment here. And the deities are Sri Sri Radha Madhav on the left side, along with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This was the typical system, just like we have at ISV, to show that Radha and Krishna, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna, Nahayanya is non-different from Radha and Krishna. And then in the middle is Gaur Narayan with Vishnu, Sri Vishnu Priya and Sri Lakshmi Priya, the two Shaktis, wives of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And just in front of Gaur Narayan, you'll see Adhoksaja Vishnu, small black deity that was later on, when this place was being excavated, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's group found this deity underneath the earth. And this really confirmed that this was the place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birth, because that was the deity of Jagannath Mishra. So that deity had somehow or other become buried under the ground, and when they were excavating to build here, they unearthed that deity of Adhoksaja Vishnu. So you can have his darshan, he's right in the middle of there. A little hard to see, but you can look forward. And then Sri Panchatattva are on the far right altar, and there's another deity of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Lord Jagannath. And then just outside is the neem tree under which Nimai was born. We're going to go there in just a second. And this is not the original tree, but it's a cutting from the original tree that grew into this tree. And just behind this area, actually just to the side of this tree, you'll see the deities of Jagannath Mishra and Sachimata holding baby Nimai, where he was born. And of course, we know that the first children born from Sachimata were all girls, and they died very soon after birth. And so the neighborhood women named the baby Nimai, thinking that Yamaraj would not be attracted to such a bitter... If he's Nimai, maybe Yamaraj won't take this one. There are also two Shiva lingams, two deities of Lord Shiva, that are just behind. And we're going to go there next because it's a traditional, it's a correct procedure when coming into the Dham to take the permission of Gopeshwar Mahadev and Lokapal, Shiva, Kshetrapal, Lord Shiva, who's the one who protects the Dham, especially protects the devotees from any material desires within the heart, because that's the greatest enemy. As Prahlad Maharaj said, there are no enemies within all the 14 worlds except for the uncontrolled mind and senses. We're our own worst enemy. So we can pray to Lord Shiva to please protect us. He's Vaishnavanam Yata Shambhu, the greatest Vaishnav. He protects the Dham, and he also prohibits those who come here with some ill motive. So we can pray to him, please let us enter the Dham, actually. We may come to the Dham, but as Srila Prabhupada says, you can't buy a ticket to the Dham. The only way to actually enter the Dham is through one's internal surrender. Ata Shri Krishna Nama Adi Nama Ved Grayam Indraye Sevan Mukhi Jivado Swayameva Spuratyada. If one surrenders one's tongue to speaking only Krishna Katha and tasting only Krishna Prasadam, this is practical because we vote with our tongue. And if we surrender our tongue to Krishna, then all the other senses will become controlled and Krishna becomes pleased and reveals himself. And similarly, the Dham is revealed only to those who are practicing the Sharanagati, or the process of surrender. We call sweet surrender, abandoning the great burden of the anartas of material life. And so for all of us who are dedicated to the Sankirtan movement, this is ground zero. This is the place. Actually, once Prabhupada said, when there was when he had established the temple up the road, the Mayapur Chandra Daya Mandir, he was commenting that the birthplace isn't as important as the place of the Lord's pastimes. The activities are more important than the birth, because the activities are Sankirtan, actually taking out the holy name and distributing all over the world. And he said, that's what we're doing from there. So, however, coming to the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and taking the dust from this place, we can recalibrate our sense of direction, that this is our home, this is the place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, and we can fix our meditation on him as the supreme deity of Kali Yuga. You have to fix your mind somewhere. And all the Shastras recommend, fix your mind on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and on his lotus feet. Deyam sada paribhavagnam abhishta doham. That by doing so, you'll fulfill all your desires. Everything comes from simply meditating on the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and all the anomalies of material life will be destroyed. Jai Sachinandan ki! So, Now we'll go to the see Kshetrapal, Lord Shiva, and Gopishwar Shiva, who are just in the back. We'll offer our obeisances there. We have a mantra, do we not? We have a special mantra. We're moving by mantra today. No yantras, only mantras. And we have a special mantra to offer to the Lord. So do you have one copy or many copies? Many copies. Where are those many copies? On the bus. Okay, so as we're making our way over to see Lord Shiva, our coordinators will grab the mantra and bring it over, and then we'll have a beautiful mantra to recite to Lord Shiva to ask his permission to enter into the Holy Dham and to give us protection. Gaur Premanande Haribo. Okay, so we'll go straight up here and take a right. And straight ahead we'll see Lord Shiva. And then we're going to come back and see Nimai and Sachimata and Jagannath Mishra. Hare Krishna.